I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. The El Pomar Foundation has granted $250,000 to help people in Colorado Springs and El Paso and Teller counties who were impacted by recent hail and flood damage. The grant applies to losses from storms during July and August of this year. Information on eligibility can be found on El Paso County's website. A record-breaking wildfire in California has prompted tweets from President Trump and Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke. They blame the fires on, quote, bad environmental laws, too many dead or dying trees, and not enough logging. Our Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports.
Michael Kotis literally wrote the book on big, severe wildfires in the West. And he says one tweet can't even begin to cover why they are bigger and more dangerous nowadays.
It's a very complex problem.
Kotis says climate change, longer fire seasons, and way more people in the West all play a part. And sure, many forests out here are either sick or overgrown because of decades of fire suppression and poor forest management. But Kotis says more logging isn't going to stop fire.
A logging company would like to go in and remove the big granddaddy trees that are really valuable as timber. Most of what needs to be removed from these forests are brush, scrub, small spindly trees that have almost no economic value.
Leading climate scientists suggest we are nearing a point when reduced carbon emissions won't stop climate change. Near record high temperatures this week are expected to fuel fires in the northern Rockies. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
This is KRCC News.